conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He is fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
And good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. Panic mode. The Democrats are in full panic mode right now because they're trying to figure out how they're going to do this come this debate. I mean, just think about it. This is going to be the most watched debate in American history and world history, really. I don't ever recall ever hearing about a debate across the planet that I even cared about listening or watching or even knowing about. But this debate, you have people in Australia, you have people in Russia, you have people in Saudi Arabia, you have people in Israel, you have people in South America, North America, you have people all over the planet, even China. I don't even have my sounds there. China. Even there in China, all around the world, they want to know about this debate. They're all going to be tuning in. Everyone's going to be tuning in. I hope you're going to be tuning in right here on LFA TV, right? Because we're going to show it. And everyone's heard about how CNN, no, we need to keep all the views. We want every last person watching us on CNN. All of you that hate CNN, you got to tune in to CNN. Really? This is the most important debate in American history, world history, and CNN wants to prevent people from doing commentary on it. You know what it is? You know why they want to do that, right? Because they don't want you to be able to fact check Joe Biden in real time. They want to be able to come back later and tell you what Joe Biden said and what President Trump said. And they want to make Joe Biden look like he rose to the occasion. When we all know that Joe Biden is in trouble. Even the Democrats. All of these Democrats know that Joe Biden's in trouble. All right. But before we get to the story with about this debate and how the Democrats are in full panic mode, I want to share this with you. Jamal Bowman, we've all been talking about it all day long. Everybody's been talking about it, but I got a few things I want to share with you about Jamal Bowman. And maybe some of these you've seen and maybe some of these you haven't seen. You know, it's not too bad, right? Go ahead and split screen on this first one. Look at this. You remember AOC? She went on a stage and she was dancing for Jamal Bowman. Is she dancing now? She's dancing now, right? I'm just kind of curious. I wonder if Jamal Bowman seeing any of this. You know what? I'm pretty sure Jamal Bowman is staying off of social media. I'm pretty sure he's like staying completely away from X right about now. Well, this is him last night coming out saying goodbye. And he's upset. And just yesterday, my producer, she was like, you know what? I'm willing to bet that Fire Marshal Bowman, he's going to come out and complain and blame it all on a right wing extremist. Now, this is the primary. It's not the general election. This is the primary, meaning that he's running up against other Democrats. You know, that's what it's all about. He's running up against another Democrat, and he's complaining and putting blame on racist, white supremacist Republicans. It's the same thing all the time. Same thing all the time with them. Fire Marshal Bowman. Listen to some of this from Fire Marshal Bowman.
We should not be well adjusted to a sick society.
So this sick society that he's referring to, we should not be well adjusted to a sick society. Now, let me remind everybody, the Democrat Party are the party that's, you know, wanted to send grown men into the restroom with little girls. The Democrat Party is a party that's okay with pedophilia. The Democrat Party is the one that's pushing this whole sodomy LGBT LMNOP community onto the, everybody in this country. Same party that wants to push puberty blockers on the children. Same party that don't want the parent knowing about that, them trying to sexually cut off, you know, the genitals of little boys and cut off the breasts of little girls, trying to sex change them. They don't want you to know as a parent. So what is he talking about? Sick society. They are the party of the sick society.
We should be outraged.
Should be.
We should be outraged when a super PAC of dark money can spend $20 million to brainwash people into believing something that isn't true. We should be outraged about that.
So we should be outraged that dark money is being spent $20 million to have someone convinced of something that's not true. Okay, so what exactly is he referring to? This is what I don't understand. He does his whole speech last night complaining about dark money being spent, and he doesn't tell anyone, so what's not true? Can y'all tell me in the comments what's not true? Oh, men cannot get pregnant, but he's not talking about that. He's okay with that, saying that men can get pregnant. So what's not true? The fact is he was supporting Hamas more than he was supporting the constituents in his district. And a lot of the people in his district happen to be Jewish. What does he expect? Oh, you hate us that much? Okay, I'm going to vote for you. This dude is he's out of touch, unbelievably out of touch. And such an idiot. Fire Marshal Bowman.
We should be outraged when.
Now here's the real catcher with all of this. And my producer called it out yesterday, and I kind of suspected it too. We all suspected it, right? He's going to blame Republicans, saying that Republicans worked with Democrats to get him out. No, the Democrats wanted him out because he became too much. He was censored. He's pulling fire alarms. He's a total disgrace. And he's making the Democrat Party look bad. He's out there yelling at other congressmen in the halls of Congress. I'm like, no, you got to go. You're not playing. I mean, we want you to be this way, but you need to be a little bit better at it. Because you notice AOC, she won hers, which is still mind blowing to me, along with Goldman. But here it is. Listen to this. Listen carefully. This dude is blaming Republicans, saying that they were working with Democrats. Do y'all know any Democrats working with Republicans? Now, rhinos? Yeah, sure.
Unfortunately, some so-called Democrats are aligning themselves with radical, racist, right-wing Republicans.
Oh, really?
We should be outraged about that.
So these racist, right-wing Republicans, what makes them racist? Shannon. You're a extreme right-wing Republican. You happen to be white. What makes you racist? I'm just, because he's the one saying it. Jamal is saying it. I don't believe that you're racist. And if you are, you've been hiding it for a lot of years. So, what makes right-wing Republicans racist? Just calling them right-wing Republicans? Is that what it is? I think you're muted over there, but What makes him racist?
What muted me? Just kidding. Just the name right wing. I mean, once you say you're right wing, they go, oh, you're racist.
You're racist.
I actually saw a video of PragerU the other day, and this guy was on campus and he was asking this girl about, you know, the policies of the school of, you know, letting certain people or certain demographics in the school. And the student looks at the PragerU guy and she goes, are you conservative? And he goes, yeah. And she goes, and she walked away from him. Isn't it funny that we're so divided that it's just crazy?
I mean, we're truly divided. I don't think, you know, we've said it multiple times. I don't think the country's been this divided since the Civil War. I mean, we're truly divided.
I mean, you can have a conversation with somebody and you just say you feel one way about something and they're like, oh, I know exactly who you are. No, you don't.
Yeah, this is what it's like. When you go out onto the streets, and I was actually having this conversation with my producer the other day, and I go out on the streets, I like having conversations with liberals. I mean, I really do. I think it's a problem. Maybe I need to check myself in because I like going to having conversations with liberals and telling them the truth. Now, do I think I'm going to change your mind? No, I don't. But I still like having a conversation with them. I'm just weird like that, I guess. I can't explain it. There's something about it. It's like getting engaged in this battle, in the spiritual battle, in the fight. And I'm talking to these demonic Democrats. Well, you know, I'm sitting there talking to them. And you know what, Don, what it is? I'm having this conversation with these liberals. And then because I'm not agreeing with their insanity, one liberal I was talking to, we were outside. There's a little town called Georgetown, Texas. They got a Confederate statue there. That's the reason why I go there, because they always go there and they want to take the Confederate statue down. And I go and say, leave the Confederate statue up so we can be reminded of our history. I want to be right in front and center right there so we will be reminded, right? But they want to remove it. And while I'm talking to them, then after a while, they get agitated with me. I mean, it's really quick, actually. Within the first 5 minutes, they get agitated with me and they don't want to talk to me any longer because they're not capable of having a civil conversation, right? They're not capable of doing it. And it's not just liberals, a lot of people in general. But what's really happening here is that you're having this conversation in the real world. They have this thing in their minds that they should just be able to block you. In the real world, like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm done. Blah, 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 blah. They put their fingers in the air. Blah, blah, blah. I don't hear you no more. So they do the exact same thing on social media, especially, you know, on X, all over social media. I don't like what you're saying, so I just block you. I can't have a conversation with you because you're telling the truth and I don't like it. And I don't want anyone else to hear what you have to say. This is the reason why, just like now, the Supreme Court didn't take up the case about the White House going to the big tech companies and telling them to block disinformation. Why does the White House get to determine what is factual information and what is disinformation? That is complete overreach. It is absolutely disgusting that they would do this. But you know what? The White House is perfectly fine with it. Let me share something else with you from Fire Marshal Bowman. Split screen it. Y'all remember this? You remember this? This is Fire Marshal Bowman. He was celebrating when they got the mugshot, the Mona Lisa of mugshots of President Trump. He was celebrating. He was so happy. Watch this. You can leave a split screen.
We got you,
and more to come. You remember he was laughing? Do you think he's laughing now? Because, see, the thing is, they got the Mona Lisa of mugshots on President Trump, and we still get to vote for him. We could still vote for him. Jamal Bowman is out. Now, of course, in two years from now, he can run again. But he's out. He's done. Probably won't make it again, ever again. He's done. But President Trump, he's coming back. He's going to return. He's not going to surrender. They did all of this crap to him, and they want President Trump to surrender. They want you to surrender. They want the American people to surrender. You can get him off the screen now. Right? He was all giddy. He was all happy. We got him. And more to come. Well, I guess what we saw, we know what came. Jamal's out. He's done. What do y'all think? Can y'all leave me a comment? What y'all think? Can we put the comments on the screen? I'm just kind of curious. What do y'all think Jamal should go on doing now? What do you think his next career move should be?
Bartender. Anybody?
Huh?
Bartender.
Bartender? I think he should go around and sell those fire alarm pull down switches. You know, that you put on the wall? I think he should go around and sell those. And I think he would be really good at it because he can offer something that, you know, most companies don't do. He'll offer the service to come pull it down and test it for you for free. He'd be happy to do that. Don't y'all think, Fire Marshal Bowman? I think that would be a really good thing. I think he'll probably sell a lot of them.
Bad Moon said a fire alarm inspector.
Fire alarm inspector? Because we most definitely don't want him in the schools. He needs to stay away from schools. We don't want him anywhere close to children.
He was a middle
children.
School principal.
Yeah, before, we don't want him anywhere close to children at all. At all. Yeah, I'm looking in here. Circus Ringmaster. Ooh, I like that one. I like that one. But he was kind of already that. He just lost his job in that position. Right? Number two pencil. What is that? Selling number two pencils on a street corner. Yeah. That sounds good. That sounds good. And then the bonus would be a fire alarm switch. Okay, let's get on to something a little bit more serious here. Do we have time? Do we need to go to break? Actually, we need to go to break, don't we? Okay, so check it out, huh? Are we at that point? Okay, yeah, we'll go to a quick break. When we come back from this break, we got to talk about Merrick Garland. They need to put Merrick Garland in handcuffs, and they need to televise it. We'll be right back.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50 plus UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style, shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So Merrick Garland defied a whole subpoena, right, from Congress. And when he was supposed to go, and let me ask y'all a question. Y'all know why they're wanting Merrick Garland to adhere to the subpoena, right? Because of the interview that he had with Joe Biden, with the interview that Robert Hur had with Joe Biden. He had this interview with Joe Biden, and they released a transcript on it, but they don't want people to actually see the audio video on it. They should have access to see the audio video. They're hiding something. Merrick Garland is actually hiding something. My producer's laughing at me. He's actually hiding something. What does he have to hide? If Joe Biden, as I mentioned multiple times, if Joe Biden is on his A game, then there's nothing to worry about. Go ahead and share the information with everybody. But they can't do that. Well, a group of Republicans coming together, I guess they have the blessings of Mike Johnson to do the Sergeant at Arms. And he has up until this Friday to turn him in. What do you think he's going to do? This is my vision here, okay? And I'm going to make a prediction here. I believe that Joe Biden is going to do this debate with President Trump, and he's going to fall flat on his face. And then the very next day, because I'm going to say, okay, Joe Biden is not going to make it. We need to give the Republicans more of a reason the Democrats at the DNC more of a reason for us to go ahead and push Joe out. They're going to bring this audio video tape on Friday after Joe Biden falls flat on his face. Now, he's going to be hopped up on drugs, and they're going to come back, and no matter how much he messes up, you know, can't remember anything, they're going to say that he did a great job, a phenomenal job, but the American people are not going to buy it. Everyone's not going to buy it. This is the reason why they're practicing so much with Joe Biden right now. But they're going to push Joe out, come to DNC. They're going to replace him with somebody, and they're going to use the Robert Hur tape, because then Merrick Garland, okay, I have to go. He's going to have to turn him in, because you know they conveniently gave him until Friday. I wish they would have said Thursday, tomorrow morning, before the debate. Do it before the debate. I wish they would have done that. But, you know, nonetheless. Well, listen to this group of Republicans talk about Merrick Garland having up until this Friday.
We are here today because of the double standard that exists within the justice system. As you know, on February 27th, the Oversight Committee, as well as House Judiciary, had sent a subpoena to Attorney General Garland, of which we received no response. And after referring him for criminal contempt, within 48 hours or less, the Department of Justice refused to prosecute. Inherent contempt is clearly within our Article 1 authorities, and Congress does have the power to investigate all legislative powers. Investigations are part of our legislative process, and people that interfere with these processes should be held accountable. Inherent contempt was first used in 1795, and this was further upheld in a Supreme Court decision in 1927 in McGrane versus Doherty that stated that Congress does indeed have this authority. It's important to note that when an individual is called before courts across the country, they appear. Why should the attorney general, who is supposed to be head of all law enforcement authorities, any different? Garland still has time to comply with this request. We are asking that he bring the tapes to the House and let us listen to them. But in the event that he does not, we will press forward with calling the privilege motion on inherent contempt to the floor on Friday morning. It is also important to note that if we as a Congress do not have the ability to enforce our investigative ability, that we are essentially going to be ignored and undercut and essentially handicapped by all other branches, which would make us not a co-equal branch of government.
That is the main problem right there. See, the Democrats, they don't see the House as even a valid House. Now, if Hakeem Jeffries was there, if Hakeem Jeffries had the gavel, and again, if he was there, they'd be like, oh, yeah, the House. We love the House. We love the House. They want the House, the Senate, and the White House, and they want the Supreme Court. They want all of it. They want to control all of it. But because they don't control the House, they look at the House as not a valid entity. They believe that the Republicans doing their jobs are in the wrong. Well, listen to Byron Donalds. Listen to what Byron Donalds is saying about Merrick Garland not showing up. And Jeremy talked about it earlier. You remember when the Democrats had this January 6th hearing, this fraudulent hearing? Jeremy talked about it. And how now they have Steve Bannon like he's in attempt of court, right? Or he didn't adhere to the subpoena. Jim Jordan didn't adhere to the subpoena either, right? Multiple people, but they're saying that they have to go to jail, and it was 100% fraudulent. They had it at a different location. They did not have a normal hearing. This was just a show, but because Steve Bannon didn't show up to their show and watch their stupid movie, they said, "Oh, you're going to go to jail." This total overreach. They have weaponized the legal system in this country. Listen.
Peter Navarro was held in contempt, and this Department of Justice prosecuted him. So if that's going to be the standard, why is Merrick Garland exempt from it? That's the question. And especially considering the fact that all Congress has requested is the audio that was a part of an interview in a criminal matter dealing with Joe Biden and the fact that he did violate the Espionage Act. So hiding that recording from Congress and violating a congressional subpoena, you ask Peter Navarro and you ask Steve Bannon, that is now liable to be criminally prosecuted. If the Department of Justice isn't going to even hold their own accountable, even if it is the number one guy, then Congress has a responsibility to act. But the truth of the matter is, we're only at this point because Merrick Garland has decided that his opinion matters more than the people's body. Really? He is in violation of a congressional subpoena. No American can be in violation of a criminal subpoena. Go ask Steve Bannon about that. Go ask Peter Navarro about that. He thinks he's above the law now. This problem. It's a serious problem.
Yeah. Merrick Garland believes that he's above the law. Now, I do apologize for the audio. There's a lot of wind out there. It wasn't a good mic, but you know what? If you just listen to him, you can hear him. He's talking about Merrick Garland, talking about how they did the J6, and they have Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon wanting to send them to jail. Also, they want to send President Trump to jail. But Merrick Garland goes, I'm not going to adhere to the subpoena because it's not valid. He basically said that. I'm paraphrasing here. He's saying that the subpoena from the House is not valid. Now, the subpoenas that they were doing when they had the J6 fraudulent committee, that wasn't valid. They had it like an offsite location. And you might as well say it's an offsite location. But the House, the current House, they actually had actual hearings where they allowed Democrats to come in. They allowed Democrats to bring their witnesses. They allowed Democrats to present whatever information that they wanted. It wasn't a whole setup with Adam Kissinger and Liz Cheney. That was a whole total setup, complete setup. Well, here's another one I want to share with you talking about Merrick Garland. Is Republicans finally getting a backbone? I think there was one other time where the Sergeant at Arms was called in to do something similar to this.
Yeah, and just so people know, the reason why they're calling it an inherent subpoena?
Yeah,
no, inherent contempt. I'm sorry, is because that's when they can order the sergeant at arms to come in and take custody of Garland. This has only been done one other time, like over 100 years ago, I think they were saying.
So can we expect that Garland, it would be really interesting. I truly believe that Garland's going to wait until the morning of Friday after the debate. Like I said, this is just my personal opinion. I think that he's going to wait until then, but it would be really amazing if he actually handed the audio video over Thursday morning. Now that they're out there doing this, listen to this one. See, this is the type of Republicans that we need. We need Republicans that's going to have a backbone, that's actually going to stand up and want justice done. Merrick Garland is not above the law. He actually answers to them. But because of Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats, they all believe that they are above the law. And also, let me bring this point up too. Merrick Garland, he's over the FBI. He's over the FBI, the DOJ. Shouldn't he be setting an example? So can I, as Will Johnson, as an American citizen, if they ever subpoena me, can I say, no, I'm not going? No, they'll just put me in jail. So how come Merrick Garland gets a pass and the rest of us don't?
Recently, the Department of Justice under Attorney General Merrick Garland has displayed a blatant disregard for this body. By refusing to comply with two lawful subpoenas, Attorney General Garland has violated our authority and undermined the integrity of this institution. Earlier this month, we voted to hold Attorney General Garland in criminal contempt of Congress. However, the Department of Justice informed Speaker Mike Johnson that they would not prosecute the AG for this contempt. This response, while expected, sets a dangerous precedent. If the executive branch can simply ignore Congress without any consequences, it threatens the very function and foundation of our democratic process. When an individual refuses to comply with Congress's request, we are left with three options: criminal, civil, or inherent contempt. Now, both criminal and civil contempt rely on the executive branch for enforcement, which clearly is not going to happen in this case. The Founding Fathers designed our government to protect our freedoms, to stand against tyranny, and to combat an all-powerful executive branch. Inherent contempt is our constitutional authority to hold individuals accountable directly. This power allows Congress to detain and try individuals who defy our subpoenas. It is a crucial tool that ensures we can fulfill our legislative responsibilities independently.
You notice they didn't do this with Steve Bannon or even Jim Jordan. You remember, didn't they do the subpoena against Jim Jordan too, Shannon, the J6 committee?
Yeah, the J6
committee. So why didn't they do this against Jim Jordan for the J6 committee? Because they knew it was fraudulent?
Probably. I mean, that's Jim Jordan said. He said the only reason why I didn't respond is because it's not a valid.
No, they had it like committee. An offsite location.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it was in D.C., but it was still offsite location. It wasn't a normal one. And of course, they had Adam Kissinger and Liz Cheney in the J6 committee. And they said, well, we have Republicans, so it's bipartisan. I mean, really? Adam Kissinger, Liz Cheney?
I want to say thank you to some Rumble Rants. Will, we got...
Okay, you
want to
put them on the screen real quick?
Miss Sexy USA, you go girl, $5. It says, Democrats know that they face... that they forced the people who follow the law and they convicted them. However, Democrat don't do that. Why they don't convict them? Democrats don't. Democrats don't. So that's why they convict them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Wondrous says it is only audio tapes because Dems disregarded legal norms and did not do video.
Oh, really? Okay, because I
didn't know that, actually. Did you?
Huh. Someone was saying that there's actually audio and video, but they all been saying, well, we want to hear the audio.
I mean, they only need the audio. I mean.
Right. They only need the audio, right? I mean, audio would be enough, right? But most of the time when they do like a deposition or do anything like that, it is audio and video.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So I've heard some of them say there's audio and video, right? Because they want to see it, but. The audio is enough. I mean, why not just get the audio? Maybe they're taking the time to doctor the audio to change it up, you know, to cut out all, you know, cut it all out and then hand it to them. But it should be the raw cut. Let me go back to the rest of this.
In that case, they should want the video too, right? Because you can see if it's been edited. Yeah.
Yeah. You can see if there've been cuts, but if they purposely only did the audio, you know, just had a recorder there and recorded it. I don't know why they would do that.
But they're pushing back on the audio, so...
They're pushing back on just the audio alone.
Yeah.
Maybe, again, they're trying to have time so they can go back and edit the audio. Because how many hours was it? I think it was, what, 2 hours?
I want to make a correction.
4 hours or something like that?
That name is Wounds R Us, by the way. It's a company. And, Will, we just got another Rumble Rant. Patty Vest did $50... They said, keep going, love your work. Thank you so much for that.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that blessing. Okay, let's go back to some more of this with the Republicans. See, this is the type of Republicans I like. Now, I hope this is not just all talk. Come Friday, I expect either they get the audio from Merrick Garland or the sergeant at arms is putting him in handcuffs. And I want it to be televised. You remember how CNN was there when they were kicking down the door of Roger Stone's home? I want a conservative media outlet to be there. They're more than likely not going to do it, but this is what I want. I want them to visually show him being put in handcuffs. The American people need to see this. We need to see that no one is above the law, not even him.
This power allows Congress to detain and try individuals who defy our subpoenas. It is a crucial tool that ensures we can fulfill our legislative responsibilities independently. In the House Rules and Manual, the 118th Congress, Jefferson's Manual, you can find inherent contempt mentioned in pages 141 through 147. Inherent contempt has been used by the U.S. House of Representatives more than 100 times since 1795 and upheld by the Supreme Court of the United States of America. If we allow the Department of Justice and Attorney General Garland to dictate whether or not a congressional subpoena is enforced, we risk becoming subordinate to the executive branch, and that cannot happen. This is unacceptable. Congress must never rely on the actions of the other branches to carry out our constitutional responsibilities under Article 1. What does Attorney General Merrick Garland have to hide? No one is above the law. Americans deserve transparency and accountability.
100%. We deserve it. I hope it's just not all talk. Come Friday morning, he needs to be in handcuffs. We'll be right back.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50+ UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit UniteAmericaFirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure. Elevate your style. Shop now.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, 3 pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Adam Kissinger, you know, I just mentioned Adam Kissinger just a minute ago. And of course, he, along with a whole bunch of other tyrants, Liz Cheney included, they're all trying to go after you, me, the American people. They locked up a lot of innocent people. They locked up grandmothers. They locked up women. They locked up veterans. They've locked up police officers, retired police officers. They locked up anybody that they saw that they could get. You know, for those of you that don't know, I was there that day on January the 6th. I was there. And I'll never forget, I was live on YouTube, on ScrewTube. And most of the time when I'm there in front, in between the Capitol and the Supreme Court, my internet connection is like the worst. Any other time, it's like the worst. I'm like, man, I can't ever get a connection. It's like I get connected and it drops. I get connected and it drops, except for January the 6th. January the 6th, it was full HD, at least 720. Picture was beautiful. No interruptions, nothing. I'm like this. And, you know, I'll never forget it because I thought it was kind of odd that the connection, most of the time when I'm live right there going to ScrewTube or even Fascist Book, that it was like always blocky, choppy, never a connection. And there was thousands of people there, too. It was, you know, because anytime you go to some place, there's a whole bunch of people, they bogged down the network. But this one day, January the 6th, it was no interruptions at all. I had over 3,200 people tuned in on my YouTube channel, watching it all unfold. And every time I would go live, I would tell people to tag the police department, tag the FBI before we knew how corrupt the FBI truly was. I would say tag the FBI, tag your local police department. I would say tag everybody. I was like, I did that all the time because I supported law and order. I supported the men and women in blue. Right. We all did. President Trump, even that day, President Trump was saying, we are the law and order party. Respect them. Let's be peaceful. Right. But they've been locking up innocent people. I want y'all to listen to Adam Kissinger here, because I think because of his whole January 6th committee, every last one of them that sat on that committee, they should be charged for holding a fraudulent committee and actually putting people in jail over a fraudulent committee. You understand? And this is part of the reason why I think Adam Kissinger, Liz Cheney, she's out for President Trump. She said her sole purpose in life is to go after President Trump. This is what Liz Cheney said. Sole purpose in life is to get Trump. Just like the Democrats. Every last one of them. That's why you have James Comey, every last one of them, because they see Trump returning. Game on, baby.
But I got to tell you, the stakes of this moment are way too high. As you all know, I officially endorsed President Biden today, and it's very simple why. So if I look at two things, number one, who's going to fight for people and who's going to fight for himself? I think there is nobody that believes that Donald Trump is more of a person committed to this country and to doing things for others than Joe Biden is. Joe Biden has made it clear that even when we disagree, and there are things that I disagree with the president on, he's going to put the interest of the country and the interest of the people of the country above his own interests.
Is anyone buying that? Is anyone buying this from Adam Kissinger? If that was the case, Joe Biden wouldn't have been trying to sell highly classified documents for $8 million. But they don't pay attention to that. You understand that? No one's buying what Adam Kissinger is saying. Well, except for these Democrats. And they know that he's lying, but they're all going along with it because they're trying to do everything they can to convince you not to support President Trump. Is there anybody watching right now not going to support President Trump? Let me know in the comments.
What does Donald Trump do? Well, Donald Trump, at the beginning of every one of his rallies, has the January 6th people that have been detained sing the national anthem.
Wait a minute. You know what happens before that? They open up with prayer. They open up with prayer. They say, in the name of Jesus. So this dude, and really, why not open up? Why not say the national anthem? What is the problem with that? These are innocent Americans that they went after. This dude infuriates me. He's a total demonic demon. I can't stand him. See, this is what you call a demon rat. See, this is a prime example of what I call a demon rat. Some of y'all have different definitions for him. Demon rat. He's a rhino against truth, or a rhino against Trump. You pick. But this is what you call a demon rat. And he got demoncrats standing next to him. Demoncrats, because they're all about Satanism, witchcraft, all of that nonsense. Perversion. Demon rats along with demoncrats.
Calls them the January 6th hostages. And by the way, he only started using that term after October 7th, when the term hostages were being used in another capacity. But I look at this and say, why is it that, what is so important about this election, even beyond who's fighting for themselves and who's fighting for the country? And the reality is because there is a fight for democracy that if we don't buckle down and take seriously, we could easily lose that fight for democracy.
This dude, I mean, come on, you can take it off the screen. I'm not going to play the rest of that. This dude.
I mean, he acts like it's a surprise.
Yeah, he acts like it is a total surprise.
Yeah, that, like, oh, you're going to vote for Joe Biden? Shocker, yeah. Shocker, I mean, there. Paul Ryan probably is too. He says he's not. He's going to write someone in, but that's a lie. I mean, he'll vote for Biden.
You know, these people are supposed to be Republicans. You know what? I can give it a. I'm like, okay, you know what? I expect Democrats to be a certain way. I expect them to go along with perversion. I expect them to do everything that is of Satan, because that's what the Democrat Party is all about. And I'm talking about the spiritual realm here, right? You can't. A lot of people want to make the separation. I mean, you can do it all you want, but we are spiritual beings walking around in fleshly bodies. And that spiritual war is actually raging on. We're involved in it. A lot of people just unable to see it because they're so attached to their physical beings, their physical selves. So they don't really make the connection. This demonic demon that's in these Democrats, they disregard the truth. They disregard facts. And what is, I mean, they are political prisoners. 100%. What crime have they committed? You had the daggum Capitol Police opening the doors. Come on in. Come on in. Walking around. They're not, you know what? If it was Trans Tifa, BLM, what do y'all think the Capitol would look like after they went in there? Just imagine. Come on now. Anybody? Has anyone ever asked that question? I'm pretty sure they have. Just imagine if it was Trans Tifa and BLM going into the Capitol after that day. Every single picture on the wall would have been destroyed. All of the little small statues in there would have been in pieces. Nancy Pelosi's office, they would have left that alone. But all of the Republican offices, the chairs would have been cut. The carpet would have been cut. It would have been into the millions of dollars of damage. The millions. They would have destroyed it. They would have set it on fire, probably been burnt down to the ground, had Trans Tifa and BLM went in there on January the 6th. But no, you get conservatives, Republicans going in there, just wanting their grievances heard. The Capitol Police let them in. People just walking around peacefully, not destroying anything. And some people would start to act up, and some people say, hey, don't do that. Hey, you don't disrespect the Capitol. That's what they were in there doing. And these are the people that they're locking up. This is Nazis in full effect. These people that are Democrats or Nazis reincarnated 100%. Let me share one more thing for you before we go to break. Here is Mike Johnson. Fine. I mean, you know, it's like a mini version of Kevin McCarthy. That's how I see Mike Johnson. I thought he was going to come out hitting strong. I mean, it is what it is, but let's hope that he's going to keep to his word.
Mr. Speaker, I understand there might be a change in position regarding how the House and their stance on the January 6th committee, and it might be regarding Steve Bannon, and it may have a big impact on his contempt case. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, we're working on filing an amicus brief in his appellate work there in his case, because The January 6th committee was, we think, wrongfully constituted. We think the work was tainted. We think that they may have very well covered up evidence and maybe even more nefarious activities. We've been investigating the committee itself. We disagree with how Speaker Pelosi put all that together. We think it violated House rules. And so we'll be expressing that to the court. And I think it will help Steve Bannon in his appeal.
Of course they tampered with evidence. They deleted 1.5 terabyte of data. Do y'all understand what that means? 1.5 terabytes of data. You understand what that means? You can go ahead and put it over there. 1.5 terabytes of data. Q, you can go ahead and switch it. 1.5 terabytes. That's a lot of data. Even if it's videos, that's a lot of data. I mean, a lot. A tremendous amount. Let me see. Since I lost my medical career because I refused the jab mandate, I have a lot of time to research. You know what? I can imagine so. Wondrous, right? Is that how you say that? Wondrous?
No, it's Wounds R Us.
Oh, Wounds R Us. Oh, the medical field. You know what? That's actually clever. Wounds R Us. I like that.
Yeah, I think they said it was an organization.
Okay, okay. I am from Illinois. Kissinger is not a conservative. GE, I'm not sure, ran as a independent and lost. Only switched to Republican because he wanted to win a conservative district.
Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know he switched.
Who, Adam Kissinger?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I didn't know either. Which kind of makes sense. Total rhino.
Yeah, that
you know,
makes
a lot of
now.
Democrats do that because they're like in, they see that they're in certain districts, they go out and they lie to the people because that's what a politician would do, right? That's what they're for. They like to lie. So
he truly is a Republican in name only.
He's 100%. A demon rat.
Right.
Rhino against truth. Okay, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back from this break, we got to talk about the debate. Come on. We got to talk about the debate. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Meet Frequence Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync, synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Obama's going around Joe and is personally calling Biden's campaign chair and close advisors, asking about strategy and how Biden was taking their advice. He has the Biden campaign wired. Obama's people have ordered the Biden campaign to, quote, make sure Obama is in the loop on campaign updates. Obama's even making staffing decisions at Biden's headquarters in Wilmington. Obama's lieutenants warning they'll be watching Thursday night. No pressure.
Listen, this is the most important 90 minutes in Joe Biden's political career. It's one, in my viewpoint, one of the most important 90 minutes in recent American political history. Because if Joe Biden doesn't do what he needs to do Thursday, and I very much think he can, he's a solid debater. I'm not even sure Trump will debate on September 10th.
We agree. It's the most important presidential debate since Kennedy-Nixon, only because the whole world's tuning in to see if Biden can hack it. If he can't, they'll swap him out. If he can, the progressive takeover of America is imminent, because a second Biden term would bring this country to its knees. Obama's team not stopping, inundating Biden with last-minute advice.
Tell me, what's the one thing David Axelrod most wants to see Thursday night?
Joe Biden looking alive, not looking like a corpse, being able to complete a sentence, and not on drugs, right? Any of those? Any of those? But no, he's going to say, he's going to talk about, don't talk about your achievements. What achievements, right?
Well, look, I think from Biden, I would like to see him make this a very comparative exercise. Don't get caught up in that presidential trap of touting your own record and defending your own record endlessly.
That should be easy because Biden doesn't have a record.
Right. I mean, what record could Joe Biden run on right now?
Yeah, and it's interesting because a lot of people are coming out saying that that's literally what his campaign is saying. He's saying, don't focus on your record.
Don't talk about your record.
Isn't that the thing that Jean-Pierre and Hillary and all of
they
them are saying?
They all say that he has a great record.
Yeah, so why would you tell him not? The reason is, and we know it is, because they know that he can't defend his record. Trump can literally just wipe him with the floor with his economic situation. The border, he can wipe the floor with him with that.
Is there anything? I think the only thing Joe Biden is going to do is going to come out on attack, and he's going to talk and bring up January the 6th.
Yep. He's going to attack.
And he's going to bring up abortion.
Yep.
And then he's going to bring up that President Trump said there were fine people on both sides. And then he's going to bring up and say that he's colluded with Russia.
Yep.
And then he's going to bring up that he's been convicted fraudulently
for
34 times.
You're a convicted felon. You're a convicted felon. He's going to say that as many times as he can. Yep.
So, and he's probably going to bring up, what is there anything else? What else am I leaving out here? I mean, there's so much.
That
you had highly classified documents.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Biden found me innocent.
Yeah. You're the one. That
exactly. Yeah. Joe Biden would say that President Trump was probably trying to make a book deal selling information to his ghostwriter.
But his mic will be shut off when he says that.
Yeah. So, and then President Trump, his uncle was, getting ate up by cannibals. You know, this is what Joe Biden will say about President Trump more than likely.
It's all hands on deck for the Democrats. So they're bringing in an expert, the only person who's debated Trump and Biden. She's back. Hillary's nagging Biden with debate tips now. Since Joe won't take her calls, Hillary's giving him advice in the New York Times. Hillary says the key to winning the debate, go hard on abortion, democracy, Jan 6, call him a convicted felon out for revenge, and, oh yeah, Joe should mention something about how he's going to lower costs. Hillary's giving Biden the answers, and CNN's probably giving Biden the questions. Remember, it's the same network that leaked her questions the last time. How do you trust the network that's been calling Trump Hitler to play fair? You can't. And if there's any time to play dirty, it's now. Because Biden's losing to Trump in every swing state, every one. And the media, like with all things, can't understand what's happening.
The debate is going to make clear the contrast between our president, the current president, who works on behalf of the American people, fights for the American people, and the former president, who pretty much spends full time fighting for himself.
If the contrast is so obvious, what's going on? Why does it poll so closely? Why is the race so close?
These races are always close.
If Biden can't deliver his lines, the Democrats are going to play ring around the rosy with Kamala Newsom and Crooked in Chicago. Watch.
If he does flop so hard that it's even the media can't deny it, should they pull him?
I would say yes. The reason I would say yes is because you know the base is going to show up, and but it's about like those independents and those hypothetical swing voters, those people who, you know, maybe undecided, you know, it's about them.
As we speak, it's day five of Biden at Camp David with 16 camp counselors cramming binders full of zingers into his brain while he mock debates Trump impersonators in an airplane hangar slash movie theater that's been outfitted with lights and production equipment, courtesy of Steven Spielberg. Aides whizzing in and out of the room on golf carts and carb loading Joe with lasagna while he practices standing for 90 minutes. Only problem is Biden's debate prep is too white.
Now, listen to this. This is like really bizarre to me, right? And of course, me personally, I could care less if Joe Biden's entire team helping him prep and helping him how to stand for 90 minutes, helping him what to say for the 90 minutes, you know, going over, you know, this the debate, you know, I could care less what their color is. To be honest with you, I wasn't even thinking about what color are they working with Joe Biden. I didn't care. I still don't care. But the very fact that MSDNC brings it up, they're having a problem with Joe Biden working with a team of white people. DEI, even doing them prepping for the debate. I mean, come on. I mean, come on. I don't care. So what, he has three white guys working with him on a debate? But MSDNC, it's a problem for them.
There is a profile in the New York Times today of the three closest advisors, longest serving advisors, informal advisors to the president. And they're all white men in their 60s or higher. You know, former Senator Ted Kaufman, 85 years old. So is that too insular?
The media wants to DEI debate prep.
They want to DEI debate prep. So in the New York Times, and of course, MSDNC brings it up, and they're saying, hey, Joe Biden, you need somebody black on your debate team. Like, that's going to make a difference in what words they use. That's going to make a difference on the attacks on President Trump. So they bring someone in for because of DEI. And then Joe Biden loses the debate. I guess they can blame it on the black person. I guess that's how it works. You let me know. Leave me a comment. Let me know. All right. Hey, let me tell you this really quick. Can we do this? Colonial Metals Group, right? I believe in having a substantial percentage of my future secured with gold and silver. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metal Group. They helped me set up a safe, secure, self-direct IRA where I have access to my assets. No matter what the stock market is doing, no matter what the tyrannical federal government is doing, let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. We put together a special offer for the LFA family. Click on the link in the description below or call the special 800 number and you could receive a safe and up to 10,000 in free silver. But you got to do it today. You got to do it today. Okay, everybody. Originally, I thought I was going to continue on in the next hour, in Drew's hour, but I was just informed by great Eli that I am not going to be doing that this evening. So I just want to say thank you and God bless all of you for being here. Thank you so much for hitting the thumbs up for me. Bless you for sharing the video. Tomorrow's it. It's going to be wild tomorrow. Make sure you tune in right here on LFA TV for the live debate. God bless everyone. See you tomorrow. Take care out there. Be safe. ISIS is in the house. America, that is. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere, No dead zones, no drop calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to three phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.